Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today, we're tackling something super relevant, especially with this tempting Black Friday ad starting to creep into our feeds. How to cultivate contentment in a world that screams BUI more. You know the feeling when your perfectly curated Instagram feed is filled with people showcasing their latest gadgets and vacations, making you question if you're missing out. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. True happiness isn't found in constantly chasing the next big thing. It's about finding joy in the present moment, appreciating what we already have, and recognizing that external possessions rarely bring lasting fulfillment. Think of it like this: you're not a prisoner to your desires. You get to choose what truly matters. So, how do we break free from this consumerist trap? Let's hit 5 key takeaways that can help us cultivate real contentment. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, folks, gratitude is like the magic potion for happiness. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have: good health, loving relationships, a roof over our heads, maybe even that quirky coffee mug you love. Take a moment each day to appreciate those little things that often go unnoticed. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a few minutes to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. 2. Define your values. What truly matters to you? Is it creativity, adventure, helping others, intellectual pursuits? Once you identify your core values, you can start making choices that align with them rather than chasing fleeting trends or societal pressures. Think about it this way. Aligning your life with your values is like finding your North Star. It gives you direction and purpose. 3. Embrace simplicity. Remember those good old days before our phones were constantly buzzing? We didn't have to know every detail of everyone else's lives, and we had more time for meaningful experiences. Simplify your life by decluttering your physical space, minimizing distractions, and focusing on activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to finding contentment. When we constantly dwell on the past or worry about the future, we miss out on the beauty of the now. Try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine: meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply paying attention to the sensations around you. 5. Remember impermanence. Everything changes, everything is temporary. This includes material possessions, fleeting trends, and even our emotions. Recognizing impermanence can help us detach from things that don't truly matter and appreciate the present moment for what it is. Think of it like this: life is a flowing river, constantly changing and evolving. Instead of fighting the current, learn to ride the waves. Okay, let me tell you a story about this. A few weeks ago, I was scrolling through social media and saw a friend flaunting their new luxury watch. It looked pretty impressive, right? But then, I remembered that they'd been stressed out lately because of work. I realized that happiness isn't measured by material possessions. It's about finding joy in the simple things: spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, and making a difference in the world. So, remember this. True contentment comes from within. It's not about what you have, but who you are and how you choose to live your life. Today's episode is all about reminding you that happiness isn't something you buy, it's something you cultivate. So, take those key takeaways: practice gratitude, define your values, embrace simplicity, practice mindfulness, and remember impermanence, and start building a life filled with real contentment. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to cultivate more contentment in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym for daily doses of mental fitness inspiration. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.